T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on 1010 Winds Newsline is Joseph Jacalone, former NYPD sergeant and professor at John Jay College. We thank you very much for being here again, Sergeant. Can you tell us why did they wait to declare this man a suspect? He was a person of interest for some time.
Yes, they just went from the person of interest because they don't want to, you know, be wrong. I mean, if you say that this person is the suspect, and only to find out that you're wrong, you know, 24 hours later, it makes it impossible to go after the next guy, because the defense attorneys will just have a field day. So now that they have him as a suspect, which means the evidence that they have is unequivocal, whether it's video surveillance, piecing together what subway platforms had on it. And also remember, there are so many videos that were made by people. I think they just have a deluge of them, and then they go through the entire thing painstakingly, and I believe that they have, you know, 100% said this is the guy, and that's why the only reason why they would come out with it now.
So this guy has prior addresses in Philly, Wisconsin. Where do you suppose the search is most intense for him right now?
Right here in New York City, especially with the 3 prior arrests. So when you're arrested, you have to have identification on you that gets checked out. So he had to put down addresses. If he made phone calls, which is everybody's right to make phone calls, they have other leads in order to try to track him down, or maybe somebody that he put down on one of those contact information has made contact with him, or maybe able to provide a cell phone number that they can use for tracking and the like. So I think this is a really good start for them to try to narrow this search down. I believe that he's still around here in New York City.
Is that to say that suspects like this return to a place with which they are familiar?
Well, sure. I mean, if you always, that's why a lot of times, you know, with the younger guys, the bad guys run home to mom or a girlfriend. So it's not unusual that somebody would go seek refuge with someone they know. But right now, his face is plastered everywhere. And I believe even family members would be disgusted by what he did. So that's why this $50,000 reward to call Crime Stoppers becomes an integral part in tracking this guy down.
Is there the chance, too, that, you know, that he is no longer among us, shall we say, that he might have taken his life after this?
Well, certainly. I mean, that's always an option. But even then, they still need to find some remnants of him so that they can, you know, put this case, close the case. The thing that I find unusual is that the last 2 major events came from people, looks like they live from outside the city. If you recall, we had the man that was killing homeless people coming from Washington, D.C., and this man came from Philadelphia. So that's an interesting thing that's happening, and I think law enforcement's going to take a hard look at that.
Yeah, and in those cases, you don't always get an arrest within minutes or hours. It can be, what, days, weeks, months?
Well, certainly. I mean, this is not like television you see on the shows where they solve a major case in 45 minutes with 3 commercials. Think of the amount of work that was already conducted. We went from not knowing anything amongst all the chaos to having a name, a photo, and different addresses. So this case is moving quickly. The federal partners are keying in on this, and it might end up even becoming a federal case eventually. So right now, law enforcement is doing everything they can, but like everything else, there's 9 million people in New York City, and they need your help, too. If you spot this guy, just call 911 or, you know, the Crime Stoppers numbers. Don't try to approach this man by himself. He's still pretty dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he left behind ammo, a hatchet, the key, which led investigators to the van. Social media rants, a lot of clues, it sounds like, for investigators to work with, and yet those cameras weren't working in the subway. Is that a hindrance for investigators?
Well, the cameras that aren't working are disturbing. So that has to be addressed immediately. Those cameras provide security and safety for many of the riders, that they see that, they feel comfortable with it. If we start to find out that many of these cameras aren't working, especially after a horrific incident like this, the city needs to address it like yesterday. So every subway station has to be checked, make sure that they're in working conditions, especially now when you now worry about a copycat or worrying about this guy striking again. So they need to be on top of this right now.
You think there's a possibility this guy could strike again? It seems like he left so much of his stuff behind.
Well, yeah, I mean, he went through a lot of planning. So he had all this stuff ready to go. And then he panicked as everything started happening too, which kind of leads you into his mindset about what's happening right now. And listen, as until they capture him or they find him, there's always a possibility of more. That's the chance that you always take when you're dealing with situations like this. And that's why it's as fast as they can get this guy off the street, the better off everybody in New York City is.
Yeah, that massive manhunt underway. And Joseph Jacalone, former NYPD sergeant and professor at John Jay College, we thank you again for your insights.
Thanks for having me, Bridget.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.